It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Using the word please is certainly polite, but there are other ways of wording requests that may come across as even more gracious.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
So is this a problem?
I started thinking about this week because a friend of mine was telling me a story about a swim meet. She was there watching her child swim, and the woman in front of her was standing so she couldn't actually see her child swim. She needed this woman to sit down, and she was trying to figure out how to do it politely. And in the end, she went with, please sit down.
Uh-huh.
And the woman sat down, and afterward, she said, oh, how'd your kid do? And then she said, thank you for using please.
Oh.
My friend was thinking, am I supposed to just say,
sit the hell down, which is what I would do, yes.
So that would be, as linguists would call it, the direct speech act, sit down, where what you say literally is exactly what you mean. Now, you can add please, and that certainly makes it more polite. Please sit down. And this woman seemed to appreciate the please. Linguists then look at, so you have direct speech acts, and then you have indirect speech acts. And indirect speech acts are where what we literally say is not exactly what we mean, that there's an implied meaning in there. Now, if we take the situation at the swim meet, an indirect speech act would be, could you sit down?
Yes.
Or would you sit down?
Would you mind?
Would you mind sitting down? Now, we often read these indirect speech acts as even more polite, that indirectness is associated with politeness. You can see if something's an indirect speech act by taking the literal meaning of it. If we say, could you sit down, and you want to be snarky about it, you would say, well, I could.
Yeah.
Right? And that's rude or funny. We do this all the time when we're making requests. You think about something as simple as asking someone what time it is.
Yeah.
Now, you can say, what time is it? But actually, most of the time, we'll say things like, do you know what time it is?
Excuse me?
Do you know what time it is? And again, if you think about the literal meaning of that, the person should just say yes or no.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to ask another one, can you tell me what time it is? And then they would say, I can.
Well, we see that a lot in the news business because we'll say to a source, could you spell your name? Well, yes, I can spell my name, actually.
Yeah. So that's great. That? Yes, I have that ability. I talk with students about this, and I will point out that often, you know, when they need to ask me something and they're worried about imposing, they will use indirect speech acts, and they will sometimes say something like, Professor Curzan, I was wondering if there's homework for Friday. And I, if I want to just kind of make fun of them, or we've been talking about it in class, not that I would ever make fun of students, but if we've been talking about it in class, I might say, that is so interesting that you've been wondering that. And then they'll look at me and they'll go, oh, right, I just used an indirect speech act because I just described what I'm thinking about, but I used it as a way of asking you if there was homework for
Friday. I wonder if there's a difference between men and women in using the indirect speech.
Well, isn't it interesting that you were wondering that, Rena?
Yes.
And I have to say, I think it's probably for another show because it's a complicated one and lots of linguists have been trying to figure out whether these differences between men and women are real or in our heads.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.